This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And it's your boy, Trey.
Welcome to the No Name Podcast. And as you heard, we have Dustin back in the saddle again.
Yay! Yay, everybody. Bye, baby. Bye.
Feels good.
As promised, I figure we would give Dustin, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes before we get into our subject today, which is going to be the Men in Black. Not the "Here comes the Men in Black." You know, not
that one.
Hey, you keep my wife's name out your mouth.
But so last week we had a conversation about
Police State, right?
The Police State documentary, and so I wanted to give Dustin an opportunity to interject anything that. That he felt like he wanted to say on that. So the floor is yours, and I may question you. We'll see.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I listened to it. I had already seen the documentary before because I had borrowed it from you, and I had watched it kind of like Trey did. I agree with Trey on some of it, on how it can be looked at, the director or producer or whoever. It's gonna be made through a biased lens. It is. I mean, this is, and it's kind of like with Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't watched that whole movie, he's making it through a biased lens. So they're gonna narrate it how they want it to look. They're gonna guide it in the way that they want it to look. But some of the stuff, man, I'm like, if this is true, it's horrible. Like I don't agree with. them busting in someone's door and taking them no matter what or whatever. I mean, what is it? The one with, what were y'all saying? It's no knock warrant.
Yeah.
That's what I don't agree with. I mean, if you have a warrant and they've done something obviously horrible, like, you know, you're threatening a terroristic threat or something like that, or you have proof to back it up that they've done something like this bad that warrants you going there and getting them, dragging them out, then hey, they deserved it. But in this case, if you're speaking out at a PTA meeting or you're doing some of this other stuff, that does not warrant you getting drug out of your home. And then I did hear you say, this is what I didn't agree with you on right here.
You as in Trey, everyone. Yeah. He's pointing at me.
This is what I did not agree with Trey on right here. Okay. You had said, I don't really feel bad about this because what I'm hearing them complain about and talk about has been happening to African-Americans for a long time. Whether it did or did not, does that make it okay? And I would still feel bad for them as I feel bad for African-Americans that it happened to back in the day as well.
It's not back in the day. It's the.
But still,
I mean,
whatever. Yeah. That's today, whatever.
Okay. I feel like Justin Timberlake. Cry me a river, man. Don't get in a documentary telling me about what was me. Okay, this I'm like this though. Like for instance, I'm not gonna like when Jerry makes jokes about himself. I don't laugh too hard. You know why? I'm like a twinkie or two, not too far removed. So I'm like, you know what? I probably need to not laugh because my day, you know, could be coming. You know what I mean? So I look like don't have these people on the. You know, I feel bad for them. Don't get me wrong. It happened to them. Guns was there. Kids was there. I feel bad, but I'm not gonna. That's the most you get at me. Like it's like, you know, you go to a game. You know, it's like going against seeing your kids play a sport and they about to play this really good team, and then the team scores 10-0. They're playing soccer 10-0, and your kids scheme score a goal. You're not jumping up and down. You're like, hey, all right, cool. They're gonna lose. They're still gonna lose.
We're still jumping up and down.
We're
like, yes, back. It's not as bad.
I get what you're saying. What you're saying. I don't want you to think that I'm just.
No, you're good.
You know, pooping all over whatever you were saying. But I get what you're saying. But I guess it's because of where I come from. I feel bad for both sides.
Well, I think I covered that in the episode because I told Trey on the mic. I'm like, it doesn't make it right. Yeah. Either side.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Me,
and he agrees with that.
I feel just as bad for one side as I do the other side.
Right. I do feel something.
Yeah.
I'm not like just like that.
Like good for them.
Right. But I'm just saying like it's I don't want people like for like that guy who was doing all that, the documentary. Like he never compared it to historical times it has happened to in other instances that didn't support a conservative narrative. That's what I didn't like about it. And I like he would say, hey, the police has been doing this, and he would have went to historical, like, in the 80s. Watch this. He could have went back as far as, if we're being honest, to the beginning of this country, because they was doing it then.
Yeah.
So, like, if he was like, they was doing this then, they were doing this in this time frame, it's been this, if he was making a case that the police have had this, or the government agencies have had this kind of, like, I don't know, like, hidden message law that he can just go into a person's house, I would have been more on board with it. But to say, to kind of pinpoint it to like, oh my gosh, look at these two PTA moms who have never done anything in their life wrong, and they're just so special individuals. I was kind of like, hey, okay, you're not getting nothing from me for that.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else on it?
No.
Okay. Well, that will take us out into the Men in Black. So, do you want to start us off? Well, first of all, daughter's good.
Yeah, man, my daughter's good. She dropped something on her toe. Just so everybody at home knows, she dropped something on her toe and it almost cut her toe off.
Oof.
So she had to have several stitches in her toe, and I mean, it was
that
bad.
Is crazy.
So, yeah, she's starting to walk on it now and everything like that. So she's getting better.
Good.
Cast on it or protect?
No cast. Okay.
It's like an ace bandage or something.
Yeah,
or?
They put a bandage on her toe, and you know, it says we can't submerge it in water in a bath and everything. It can get wet. Obviously, we bathe her like a sponge bath or whatever, but yeah, she's doing a lot better.
That sounds like a barrel of not fun, but I'm glad she's good.
Yeah, yeah, she's good.
Trying to keep a kid out of water.
Yeah, right.
It took five of us to hold her down at the hospital.
Oh, man.
She's outrageously strong.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that everything's good, but I know that this episode, we were actually going to do it last week, but we pivoted because it's Dustin's brainchild of this episode.
Right.
So we're going to let him take us into it.
Dustin always has the...
He goes over the topics.
I always go to the strange.
Yeah, and the topics we're not supposed to touch.
You know, I don't think it's strange.
I don't think it's strange. I mean, it is. But
it's a little strange.
It's unfortunate.
That too, which makes it even more strange.
I think the strangest part is honestly, that there's so many people that don't believe. I think that's, to me, the strangest part, honestly, is whenever you have the government come out and tell you these things exist, this exists, you still have these people out here that don't want to hear the truth. They hide from
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The truth. And they bury their head in the sand.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that they just don't want to accept it.
Yeah.
They want to keep living the fairy tale that they've been told their entire life, and they don't want to believe the truth.
Well, it's funny, when I was telling my kids that we were going to do the Men in Black episode last week, and then we ended up not getting to do it. We were watching something. I don't remember what it was. Maybe like FBI or something. And they had, you know, one of the government agencies roll up in like a blacked out Tahoe, and they got in black suits. They're like, "Dad, it's the Men in Black." They were like following somebody. I'm like, "Ruh-roh."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But where do you guys want to start with it? I mean, you kind of want to start with
go ahead.
Where it kind of started from.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think the first account of the Men in Black kind of goes all the way back to like 1947.
Yep.
1946.
1947, you're right.
Yeah, 1947 when the whole Roswell incident happened, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, and it's kind of like changed over time. They've come out and said Roswell actually happened. This actually happened. I was showing Trey this video earlier of the one that we were talking about right before we went on. This guy, he talks about how the Roswell incident did in fact happen. He knew several people in the military from then that encountered the extraterrestrials that crashed in that site. And it wasn't too long after that you had these Men in Black roll up.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling everybody. They're threatening them, telling them, this did not happen. You will not speak of this. And if you do, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
Bad things will happen to you. You got anything on that?
I think, to me, it always feels weird about the Men in Black, because they only are kind of like, I want to say the word sent. They always show up around phenomenal situation, like phenomenon.
Yeah.
And then they are already like intimidating the witnesses.
Yeah.
But in my mind is, like you just said, you still can't believe people. I don't think they need it, because people just wouldn't believe, period.
Yeah.
So why do you need a secret, I would say a secret government agency, alien people maybe, to intimidate witnesses when people don't even believe that anyway?
I think that they do it to the people who, it's like you were saying, they only do it to people who have, either they've seen aliens, or they've seen something, or they're investigating it.
Right.
And it's almost like, you know too much. We're going to make sure, we're going to see what you know, how much you know. And depending on that, then we'll go from there.
So did y'all see the videos that they released? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Did y'all see that?
At the bank with the Men in Black?
Yeah.
Or what it looks like a bank.
Yeah.
I guess.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, did you guys believe in the memory wipe situation?
I don't want to say I don't believe that they can do it. I believe that they can.
Do you believe that they do it, though?
Maybe in some instances, but I think for the most part, it's if you know too much, we're just going to eliminate you anyway.
But how does... I mean, this is the thing. I believe it happens, but how does it happen? Because...
Do you believe in hypnosis?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
So wouldn't you be able to do some sort of memory wipe via hypnosis?
Absolutely.
I don't think they're doing hypnosis, but you think they're doing it that way?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
they'll come roll up on you in that SUV he was talking about, throw you in the SUV, take you somewhere where they can, and then bring you back. Nothing ever happened.
I'm not saying it's like the Men in Black movie right. where they hold out this thing.
Right. I envision it like that.
That would be cool.
No, that's the movie.
That would be cool, but
I don't think
I don't think that's, like, I think that they actually do the memory wipe, but I think it's through a hypnosis. And I've tried some weak hypnosis. You know, I've been watching stuff on TV and I'm like, all right, just stand here and watch this thing. You know, I've been trying on my wife or kids. I'm like, just watch this little pendulum go back and forth, you know, or whatever.
Oh my God.
Like, you are getting very sleepy. It doesn't work. I don't know. Maybe I'm not soothing enough.
You.
Right?
It's definitely you.
So I'm like, I assume hypnosis is real. I just don't have the gift. I want the gift. I think it would be fun. You know, that would be cool. But I know that I'm pretty sure that hypnosis exists, right? So if hypnosis exists, can you do a memory wipe via hypnosis?
But then wouldn't it be a word that somebody can accidentally say over time to bring it back?
I don't know.
So
they probably do it.
I don't know how that works.
No, I love magic. Okay. And I know he's a Christian. He loves magic. Get off my case. All right. And I'm just fascinated by the art of illusion. But one of the arts of illusion is hypnosis. And this guy on a show that I like, he hypnotizes this guy and brings him, like, it's crazy. They pranked him for this 30 minute episode and they prank him out and he's panicking. And they put him back. And he can't. And then he wakes up at the end and is like, I don't know what was real and fake anymore. But he has the memories of them doing all this stuff to him. But he couldn't, you know, tell. So but it's one word and phrase that somebody would say. That's a totally random phrase. But I would think they'd say if it was cheeseburgers, right? And you just happen to, you know, I lost all my memory with cheeseburger, but you can get it back with cheeseburger. Then somebody say, hey, man, hey, Jeremy, you just get some cheeseburger. And all of a sudden, Jeremy started wigging out.
Oh, you know, cheeseburgers always brings me back. Well, let me tell you, the three of us, if there's one person that I know could learn hypnosis, it's you, Trey. And if you ever need a test dummy, just let me know. You'd be like, Jeremy, you're only going to eat 500 calories a day, you know, swing the pendulum. And I'd be like,
what if it works, though? Right,
that would be great. When I turn into a skinny mini, just say the word cheeseburger, bring me back.
Jim, like this. I don't know why I get this small. What is going on with my life? He won't remember anything else. I'm like, my bad. I did a little bit wrong. What
so,
you got?
But the Men in Black, right? So it makes me think, right? So I've heard different people talk about how it's not just UFO stuff. Like, they're part of the CIA.
Right.
Okay, so they use it not just for UFOs. That's like, was the main purpose.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
My thought is do they even need them anymore? I mean, do you think with all this stuff that they've released, is what else are they holding back? Do you think there's more they're holding back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more so now is, I think, it's like I had just said, I think the reason they mainly exist now is because they go after the people who absolutely know things,
mm-hmm.
or are on to something very close to it, and they want to know how much they really know.
Right.
And those are the ones that the Men in Black have an interest in mostly.
So do you think that's where they're getting their information is from actual people who have seen and experienced this? And then they're basically just stealing the information from them?
I think that's where they're getting their information. I think they're just confiscating proof that they have because they don't want any. I mean, you wouldn't want somebody else having proof.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're trying to hide it, you don't want them to have that proof.
That's fair.
So they want to know. How much do you know? What do you know? And show me what you know. Show me what you have.
Yeah.
That's mine now. This never happened.
And then they do the hypnosis thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they do.
Well, I mean, they'd have to.
I don't know
because
if they do that to everybody, but yeah, I think that they do it to a lot of people.
Well, I think they would have to because if they're stealing the information from them, I mean, then...
Well, obviously, they don't do it to everybody because you have people coming out saying this happened. The Men in Black rolled up my house and said this to me and threatened
but
me.
But look at those people who are normally talking.
Yeah.
And see, that's another thing. I would like if we were to get like we go to Bigfoot or something, and we Oklahoma, and we figure out we get a shot of Bigfoot. I think we'll probably get they would MIB us for sure. But if
so, you think they're using MIB for Bigfoot too?
I've heard they have any phenomenon. I think if you see those what you call it the New World Order demons, whatever you want to call them. When you see that, I think they send them to you because you have too much information going on with your body. So I think any time that a person can have a legitimate shot at unfolding government secrets in MIB, then I think that's when they come in. Like, but people with substance.
Yeah.
Not they're not getting, you know, Joe.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Smuck from like the Tiger King. They're not gonna memorize him.
So like the instance I heard of them rolling up on a Sasquatch case was this man who claimed to have shot one. He claimed that he did. He claimed he shot one. It was on his property, on his hunting property.
Like dead?
Yeah, shot it dead. He said that he was out on his hunting property. He shot it dead. He said it kept coming closer and closer and closer to him, and he had a shotgun or whatever, and he had told it, you know, don't come any further. It kept coming, so he shot it. He said he shot it in the head, killed it. And he says these men in black rolled up on his property and threatened him because...
Wait. How did they know he shot it?
I don't know, man. He said that...
like, as soon as he shot it.
So he claims that he left it there to go back to his house to get something to come get it.
Like a tractor or something.
And when he got back there, the body was gone. So... then he says 2 days later, the men in black rolled up at his house, told him, we know what happened. We know what you did. And you know you're not supposed to do that. You know that that kind of stuff is, you do not shoot them. You do not do this. And if it happens again, blah, 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 blah. So that's what his story is. Now, whether do I believe him 100%? I think that there's some lies in the story, but I don't know. I wasn't there. But yeah, I honestly do believe that the men in black are involved in cases that are like that. Not just UFOs.
He shot a Bigfoot.
He claims he shot a Bigfoot.
Do you know in this story, this guy's story, is a lot of... You can't double up on conspiracy theories. He has men in black and MIB.
Well, that's no different than people say aliens and men in black show up.
So did he have the body?
Men in black and aliens are kind of connected.
Apparently, from what he's saying, he said that when he went back there to get the body, it was gone. So I guess he's saying the men in black took it.
Okay, so men in black and aliens are kind of synonymous, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not that he saw a Bigfoot and was about to report on it. He killed one. That is a phenomenon within itself.
Okay,
like,
but look, that go hand in hand with the men in black are not going to show up at your house because you saw a UFO. It's if you have an encounter. If you have an encounter,
like,
or
I got
you have
probed.
Yeah, let's just say you get probed. The men in black are not going to bother with you just because you see something in the sky. They're going to come to you if you have an encounter or you have proof that something exists.
So, but
he had proof that this thing existed because he claims he shot it.
Fair.
Then sure.
Okay. In your research in Men in Black, if we all go camping and we see a flying saucer of sorts, let's say we see one dropping off somebody and we see it. A, how do they know that we saw it? B, how do we know that we saw one? And then what happens if we do share?
That's where, to me, with the men in black, with the, what's the type of word I'm looking for? Supernatural?
Yeah.
Type of deal comes in hand. With, on one hand, I want to sit here and say the men in black, to me, is an agency created by the government.
Okay.
And then in another hand, because of, like you had just said, how do they know who to target? How do they know these people, us three, were together and saw this thing? How do they know that? And how do they know... to come find us and talk to us.
Let me set the scene for you, okay? So imagine this. So have you ever pulled up the Great White Tracker before?
Mm-mm.
The Great White Shark Tracker? So there's a website you can go to. I don't remember what it is, but I don't know why. Every year before we go to the beach, I always pull up this website.
Oh, the Great White Shark
Tracker. Great White Shark Tracker, okay? Yeah. And, you know, all the sharks that they've come into contact with, they've put these little tracking devices on them. So you can pull up this website and see where the action's happening. And I just like to make sure before we, you know, I'm like, oh no, Sally's over here in the Gulf Coast.
Right, right.
Like, you know, and then she's got some friends with her and I'm like, all right, so we got to watch out. There's at least 4 great whites within this area that we're going to be in. Right. You know, that we're going to be in. So my thought is that from, you know, everything I've kind of looked at is I feel like, let's say for Bigfoots, they probably have trackers on some of these guys, right?
Probably, since they put it on the endangered species, I'm saying.
So they know where they're at. And for UFOs, I mean, we have all these different, what do you call it? The, you know, like the where they could see a plane in the air, you know, the
black box trackers, plane trackers.
Yeah, but they have the sonar or something like that. You know, like even when you're the ocean, the ships, you can see that there's a ship.
Yeah.
You know, 30 miles away.
Same with the plane. They can tell what
plane. Same with the plane. Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Anything that's in the air, they can see something's in the air. So if they're seeing that there's something in the air that might be UFO-ish, right, then they're probably looking in that area. Right. And if they're looking in that area and they see, oh, look, Dustin's out on his front lawn, you know, washing his car in the middle of the dark and, you know, right underneath where this, you know, Joe Schmuckatelli got let out of the UFO, Dustin probably saw that.
Yeah, we need to go and investigate that.
Exactly.
Well, what, so, what are they, are you saying they're using a satellite or Dustin watching his car?
You're telling, I mean, yeah.
What if they're not tracking the UFO? Like you had said, they put a tracker on Sasquatch, but they put us, they put a tracker on the UFO. What if they're tracking us?
Well, I mean, that's what I mean, is that that's how they would know that Dustin is in the area. Yeah. And then they use their, you know, satellite video. They could see Dustin's out washing his car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, process of elimination. Like if you had listened to our episode last week, you would have heard us talking about how they did that with Jan 6. You know, they got everybody that was in the area based off cell phone
pings. Everybody. Yep. And so, flights too.
Right. So that's that they're doing that already officially, you know, and they've come out and said that's how they got everybody.
Yeah.
So they would probably be doing the same thing if they're, you know, they know that this potential UFO could be in the area. I don't think they would be able to track that like they would like a Sasquatch. You know, they're not shooting this thing with a tracking beacon.
Right.
To keep eyes on it, because I would imagine a spacecraft probably get rid of it pretty quickly. But they would know that it would be in the area because they've already come out and said that they look for these things. I mean, that's, they've come out and said that. Mm-hmm. So they have to know how to know it's in the area, right?
Right.
So that's kind of where I set the stage for that.
Yeah.
For how they may be able to, you know, track down people that have seen that or been in the vicinity of where that might happen.
100%.
So that, you know, just to go back to what y'all were talking about for how they do that. That's kind of how it plays out in my own brain.
Yeah.
A part of me is looking at Men in Black as a people group. I may lean more towards that they don't exist. And the reason I say that is, man, I watch so many UFO documentaries and things where these people are openly, I mean, like, it was one I was watching on Netflix, and they was talking about at least 40 people saw the same thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Across, like, a 12-mile radius or something crazy
big,
like that.
Big triangle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, and then, you know, some people said they got taken and was, you know, was gone and I'm like, they didn't see no Men in Black. Maybe they were tired of sorts. I don't know.
Well, but if you really, and honestly, too, think about it. If we look at it, historically speaking, the Men in Black cases and stuff like that, they've died down a lot.
Right.
People don't talk about them anymore.
But like
it's
I said,
like
it's,
they're dissolving.
But yeah. That's why I said, because look at how much the government's come out and said aliens exist.
Right.
Before it was a big secret.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why all of a sudden in COVID times they decided to come out with a round of it. And then again, a couple weeks ago, they decided to come out with another round of it.
Yeah. Like, I think like right now, the only time that they really, and this is just my opinion, I think that right now, the only time they really come out and do anything and go after people is people that they feel have solid proof and solid evidence that they shouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These files, this knowledge is supposed to be classified, top secret. You shouldn't know this type of stuff.
I'll give you one. What if the MIB is now, we're too stupid of a people to erase their memories? Like, no point. No, might as well. They're dumb. They just keep
it. Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Or, and watch this, instead of wiping memories now, we're just taking you out.
Yeah.
I'll send it to y'all. It's a YouTube. Like, I showed Jeremy the guy. I think it's What If. He got a What If podcast. And he was talking about how he saw on top of this mountain in his area, he saw a Sasquatch or something up there. So he said he wanted to go over there and see. And then on his way driving up there, he saw like a helicopter land. He's like, what is going on? And then he kept watching the mountain and he kept seeing shifts in the mountain and stuff like that. Well, the road to get to the mountain, he goes there and it's a Man in Black. And he said, no, it was a cop, like a regular cop in an unmarked vehicle. And the cop told him, hey, turn around and don't you come back here. Well, he came back like an idiot. He comes back like a week later and a guy is there and say, didn't I tell you not to come back? We're going to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then he starts to see is a What If episode, and then he starts to keep track all this on TikTok, and so his TikTok is growing, There goes that popularity. And he says these men in black are following him around.
Yeah.
Now he's sounding crazy, but then they say like on the doctor, on the little guy's show, he goes missing for like a month. Mm. Like when I say missing, like he's not posting anymore because he was posting like every day. He was getting a lot of fame. And then he finally comes back after a month. He says, hey, and he looks distressed. He looks as if his life has been hell of sorts. Like he looks like he just lost everything. Like
he ratted the men in black out.
No, he did not. He said, I'm not allowed to talk about certain things anymore. I'm just going to leave it at that. But this part, you know, like my TikTok's going to just be out of my life. And he just sounded like, you know how like those people that get captured by terrorists and they're reading a card or something.
Yeah.
He looks like that. And then he goes on to try to show his regular life. And people are like, bro, what happened? Why are you not talking about this stuff anymore? And then he got to a point like 2 months later, he just couldn't deal with it anymore. And he says, I'm going to find out what's answers. Goes back to the road again to go up there. The guy is up there.
You didn't learn your lesson?
The guy is up there, but he sees the guy's car and backs up. And then he proceeds to tell people, get back on TikTok and tell people that he's been followed. 2 weeks later, he's dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they were trying to say, his sister and his family members saying he was not, his erratic behavior, people were trying to say he was crazy. Obviously that he was suicidal now because, you know, anytime they're discovering the truth, you're suicidal, and that he killed himself. But his sister was like, no, he wasn't. Because his girlfriend was like, no, he was talking about moving. He was trying to get away from it.
No, sounds like Kurt Cobain.
Come on, man. Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Nah, I don't believe it.
You think the men in black killed Cobain?
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying the part that's similar is whenever they said he wasn't suicidal anymore. He wasn't depressed anymore. Kurt Cobain wasn't suicidal or depressed anymore.
Then who set him up to kill himself?
We'll have to get it. That's a whole nother
episode.
It's a whole nother show. But yeah, I mean, I, honestly, judging based off of what you just said, it sounds like they took him out.
And the guy does, I like his podcast because it kind of talks about the same stuff we talk about. He goes deep. I mean, he slices up for an hour. And he literally says his opinion at the end. He said, I don't know, man. I think he was dealing with some stuff. And I'm like, but bro, some parts of the story just seems weird. And so that's why I think with the men in black, I don't think their job is to wipe memory anymore because we're so dumb. I think it's just when a person knows too much and they start to convince people that we're making sense, eliminate them.
Well, you got to look. The times have changed since the 40s and the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Times have changed. The men in black are going to change with the times.
Well, I was going to say the 40s, 50s, 60s didn't have cell phones. They didn't have social media. They didn't have texting.
They didn't have internet.
Yeah. So, I mean, you couldn't sit there and text somebody. You're never going to believe what I saw.
What I just saw.
Exactly.
Or I sent you a video of what I just saw.
Now just killing people is the better answer because you're just setting the precedent.
Right. Exactly.
You're like, yeah, talk about it and die.
So now let's pivot.
Tad, you know, right. Talk about it and die.
So now let's pivot a little bit because that's just one aspect of what some people think the men in black are or what the men in black do. Some people think the men in black are actually aliens that work with the government.
But not lizard people.
No, not lizard people. I don't think. But have you heard that?
I mean, I get that from the movie.
Some people actually think the men in black are extraterrestrials that work with the government to go after people that either know too much or whatever. And that's why some people believe that they have all this olive skin or, you know, one person says he encountered one. And whenever it came to his house and he opens the door and it comes inside to talk to him, it wipes its mouth and wipes the human lips off. And there's no more human lips. It's just a slit, like you see in the old pictures of aliens, how they just have the slit. That's what it had after that.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get out of that? A men in black come to your house. They wipe off their lips. What are you doing next?
At that point, I'm freaking out, man.
Right, but then you're about to get memory wiped.
I don't know. They just told him, I'm running out of energy. I can't talk anymore. And they get up and leave.
That's how I felt yesterday.
Now, granted, this is just a story this one guy has.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's tons of stories. And through all that, you got to cipher through who do you believe and who you don't believe. That's just like with people who say they say Bigfoot. There's people who I would believe.
Yeah.
And there's people who I would not believe.
I don't know. Men in black is just weird. I think if they do exist, they're not doing a great job.
Well, what would you lean more
towards? I mean, Doge.
What would you lean more toward if they did exist? Would you lean more toward with those people who think they're a government agency?
Or aliens?
Or aliens that work with a government agency?
I think if I'm an alien race, why am I working with an inferior government? Right. So I would tend to think it's a good old big brother government trying to keep a hush on, you know, what, Area 51, Roswell, Maury Island. They're trying to make sure that the American people don't discover some of the higher, like the movie Transformers, right? Transformers, every time you watch it, they always say it's a government agency, you know, hidden within. So like, it's really the CIA has a small division called, you know, some kind of intergalactic, you know, alien refugee. And then you go inside, you know, like the Hoover Dam, I think one episode was, and they had all this alien technology there where they've been hiding. And so I tend to think that it will be something like the government has, because I don't think any world government is friendly. So I don't think they may have killed a couple of aliens and trying to, you know, figure out their technology. I think that's one of the reasons we got the nuclear bomb, by the way. And then
absolutely.
And then I think over time they send out these watch this. Oh, this just came to me. These clone people.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Now we can jump into another conspiracy theory. These clone people to
Joe Biden.
Oh my. Hey.
I'm just kidding.
They send out these clone people that are expendable so that way they can, you know, do damage. Because they won't feel anything. Go do the mission of the, go do our mission, kill these individuals, and then come back.
I got a question too. Because you had brought up Area 51. What was the other place you said?
Murray Island and all those.
I didn't dive into that. I wonder how many people had experiences with the Men in Black tied to Area 51 and tied to Murray Island. Because the one that I've heard mostly was from Roswell. But from that one that I sent you, that video, that guy in there too, he used to know a Army sergeant or somebody that was in the Army anyway, who was there the day that the Roswell incident happened. Mm-hmm. And there were three aircrafts. Two of them crashed into each other, and one other one crashed. They found two weeks.
UFOs?
Yeah. So three aircrafts, two of them crashed into each other, and they actually, there was one surviving
alien,
and they took it and held it captive, and he lived for like 4 years in captivity.
Then what happened to it? It died?
He died in Virginia, he claims, at a base in Virginia. He died.
How did he die?
I don't know. He lived for 4 years and then
what
died.
Is he? I'd have so many questions. Like, what do aliens eat?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, man, here's some Ruffles. It's gel food.
I don't know what they eat. I have no idea. They could eat human plasma for all I know.
Ew.
What if we're the smarter being over aliens?
I had a theory the other day that came to me after I watched it. Have you guys ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey?
No.
So you've never seen it?
I've seen some of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. It's been a long time ago.
It's a must watch. You should go watch it. It was made in 1968 and it looks phenomenal. It looks like it was made this year. And some of the stuff that they have in it, you're like, holy cow, that is what happens today. The way they open doors and the way all this stuff. They FaceTimed on there in 1968. He FaceTimes his daughter on a computer screen.
Wow.
Anyway, there's a part toward the end of that movie where he's going through this time warp. It's almost like he goes through a black hole. Do you remember this? Or you said you didn't see all of it.
It's been a long time.
He goes through this time warp where he goes through this black hole and he sees all these different lights and he's going at the speed of light. So think about it. Another dimension is so many light years away, correct?
Right.
So if you're going to go through there, you're going to age, right?
You should, I guess.
Okay, so when he makes it through there and into this other dimension, he's an old man. He's already turned into this shriveled old man. What happens if aliens come to Earth that way and they look, maybe they look like we do on their, wherever they're from, but by the time they get here, they've warped so much, it disfigures them and they look so much different.
It could be a thing.
It could be. I'm just saying it's a theory.
I like Star Trek in bed. I can go hyperspeed and just still be myself.
Yeah.
Now, Jeremy, why would you pose that we're the dominant species and we can't go to space?
I would not pose that we're.
I'd, if the aliens came here.
Because I want to troll.
You have no factual evidence.
It's like I told you.
You don't have factual evidence that they're better than us, that they're smarter than
us. They're here.
Well, okay, how do you know we're not there? What about Jeff Bezos? He could be an alien that goes and visits there, you know?
I mean, wait.
Elon Musk could be an alien.
He's definitely an alien. Definitely.
But he is super smart.
How do you know we don't have people there?
We don't have anybody.
Oh, come on now.
We can't even get people to Mars. Okay, give me your best shot. Troll me. Give me your best shot.
I mean, I'm just saying that what if, we have just as many plants there as they have here? I mean, what if they...
You know how many,
what if Joe Schmuckatelli is a billionaire in an alien world?
Zark.
Yeah. He's going up and buying up their tweeter. Okay. He's going up and buying up their stuff. And they're like, man, this guy's like one of those human people. You know? I mean, what if they're like, he's not one of us. He's a human people.
This,
you know?
I'll say this to your point to throw you a bone here, so to speak, I guess. something that could be possible, I guess, is if we look at Egypt. I always go back to Egypt when I talk about aliens. If we look at the pyramids, if we look at Egypt, we look at the hieroglyphics and writings that Egyptians drew and the pictures they drew and the writings they have, you see these figures with the dog head and the Sphinx and all these other things.
Those are aliens, you think?
I'm not saying that. Just hear me out.
Listen.
So what if, to throw you a bone here, man, what if they took an emperor back to their galaxy and I don't know, man. Maybe he had some kind of wisdom when they came here and visited Egypt and Egyptians, and they took an emperor from Egypt back with them, and he is reigning there.
See? And he's could be running
them,
the show.
And he's telling them secrets that we do have here. That
what secret do we have
on Earth? I don't know, brother. Maybe there are...
Because we're so great.
Maybe there is minerals or certain things they're curious.
Am I the only person in the room that believes that the human race could be great? You know,
well, we are great.
No,
I mean, that
we're,
we could
we are
that
great.
We could be
See,
smart.
We're
smart. We're not as smart as they are. Here's what I'm saying though is I've said this to you before on here. I think aliens are more advanced intellectually than we are as far as math and science. I don't know that they have the same emotions and can feel the way that we feel, have the same convictions we have. I don't know that. I don't know what they believe in, if they believe in God. I don't know where their stance is in religion at all.
I mean, just for the record, the human race is kind of losing the feeling anyway.
As aliens being the superior race, what if they have mastered the art of feeling? They don't feel anymore. They understand. They use logic and rationale and say that it's no point of feeling anything because I can predict the outcome.
Maybe.
Men do this all the time. We do it at a very minor level in comparison to aliens.
Maybe they're learning from us.
Jeremy, how are you doing this right now?
Here is what I think. This is what I think. I don't think they're from another planet like Mars or Jupiter or Venus.
They're
from another universe.
Galaxy.
Another galaxy.
Yeah.
I do agree with you on they've already seen the outcome of what's going to happen here. They know what happened to Mars. They know what happened to these other places. Because if they've already, I don't really believe they've been to Mars. I don't believe that they have sent the Mars rover there. I don't believe any of that.
He's just running through Arizona.
But I do think that they have the pictures of it. I do think that they do have telescopes. They can see, you know, I do think that satellites exist. They've launched those into space. They can take pictures, whatever. And judging off of that, looking at it, do you agree Mars does look like a dried up Earth?
It does. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Mars, I think, almost same size and diameter. They said they did. They started, I think the other day they said they found, I'm air quoting here, they found like some kind of water caverns in Mars or something like that. I remember reading on NASA or something like that. This is my thing is...
That's a naughty word here on this podcast, just so you know.
What naughty word?
I don't think we've told you that. Since
What's the naughty word?
NASA.
Not a space agency.
We don't.
Yeah, but I know what it stands for.
We don't quote NASA.
They have the most. They spent the most money on the telescope, so they have the better telescope.
They or we?
We don't believe in NASA.
NASA doesn't take taxpayer dollars.
Anyway, finish what you were saying though.
It's privately owned.
Water in caverns. It's interesting.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, NASA doesn't own. We don't own that.
Water in caverns.
So I tend to think that. UFOs, to knock down Jeremy's theories here, troll theories, I'm gonna call them, is the reason I don't think that if we are going to other planets, it's for research as lab rats. B, many people have, that's A, so we're not going as emperors, we're going as slaves.
Maybe we're going as the men in green.
Oh, so now you're not, now you're looking at, now you're talking like aliens aren't good.
Have you not seen, what is it, Mars Attack?
Day?
No, that one. How many? Yeah, like species, Alien Rummus just came out on Hulu. I can't wait to watch that. I have not seen any movie outside of E.T. E.T. is the only nice alien, and I think he was his alien race was soft.
Yeah.
So all the other aliens, Predator, all of them, they came down here to conquer and destroy.
Signs.
Oh, no, they can't touch water. you see, but they was down here destroying us. You see what I'm saying?
But they're gooey anyway.
So to beat Jeremy's...
I don't know. I don't want to sit here and say... I mean, honestly, I probably don't think aliens are good creatures.
No.
Just because...
I think they're people, great.
Well...
You might be one, Jeremy, at this point.
Possible.
Jeremy's trying to... Well, no. You can't be... Alien... Well, an alien would say that we are the dominant human.
Look at it from the people who've been captured... And they cry.
Right.
They cry when they talk about their experiences.
I listened to one. This lady said that the guy was that they was doing all kind of weird stuff to her. Sound like a little bit of we have some former charges for that.
Yeah.
What the alien was doing to her.
Yeah.
So, I just think aliens. Greatest analogy I've ever heard somebody say is what if this higher species of aliens put us on this planet for observations, this like ants on a farm to see what we do over time.
If that happened, that would completely...
Truman Show.
I don't want to say negate. I don't want to use that word.
It gives validity to the MIB? Men in Black?
It does.
It gives validity to Flat Earth?
But like I said, what if they have the Men in Green over on the alien place instead of the Men in Black we have here? What if they're the Men in Green?
They wouldn't call us the Men in Green.
I got to challenge you
on
this.
I'm not saying it's us.
They'll call us food.
I have to challenge you on this just because
Go
I
ahead.
Have to.
Go ahead.
Let's say hypothetically that were true.
Yes.
Aliens planted all of us here on Earth, and we're their puppets.
We're
their ant farm.
Yes.
We're an experiment that they just are playing with.
Yes, Predator.
How does that line up with Christianity and Hinduism and Buddhism and religion in general?
So it would be this, is if I heard this theory. Now, I believe in Yahweh. No, this is just a theory here. Make sure my Christians are listening. That God is the head alien.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I think I talked about this a little bit on other episodes, but God is a head alien. He sent his only son, the prince alien, down here on Earth to show us how to live. It's because he felt amongst the other aliens that we was getting it wrong. Matter of fact, we got it wrong the first time. They flooded the Earth because they saw that we was messing up, and they kept only one remnant of the species, Noah, together because they really didn't want to kill us all. They just wanted to wipe off some other stuff that was happening. That gives you, watch this, your Nephilims, because some of the aliens were coming down on assignment, and instead of just doing their assignment, they was getting hanky-panky with the humans, creating giant people, creating Hercules, creating different species of human, and they didn't like that, so they wiped us. They wiped them out and only kept Noah. Guess why Noah was so depressed? Because he understood it. Watch this. I'm going to keep going with this now. All right, you ready? So this is why they would fly back and forth. That's why a lot of hieroglyphics and a lot of cave writings, they showed that the people always look up to the sky, because they was coming back and forth down to show us how to live. They sent Jesus. Jesus then gets killed. That's what we call him. Jesus gets killed. Okay, watch this. Even give you one. When God tells Abraham, and I'm losing this loosely, to go kill Isaac, it wasn't the head God alien that did it. It was another alien, and he got him confused, and he was doing it out of mischief to make the head God mad. And so that's why head God alien finds Abraham. Like, hey, no, we don't kill. You don't kill him. Kill this instead. That's what ran in the Bush story. I've talked to some people, and they and so.
Did you get this from a Dr. Seuss book?
It sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
This is this is on History Channel. This has been talked about amongst other forms of aliens.
No, I agree with you.
This is why they need to go back to censoring X.
You know what?
I'm telling you, ancient aliens laid this out.
Where are my fact checkers at? Where are my facts?
On a religious standpoint, this reminds me of Mormonism. Because they believe that, what is that planet they believe that you ascend to? They believe that there's a planet, and they believe, it almost sounds like they're calling God an alien, and that when you die, you'll ascend to this planet.
I mean, in Genesis 11, why are you trying to build stairs to the sky if you don't think you can get out of your cage? Think about it. You ever seen the hamster? What is the hamster doing?
They're
always
still doing that today. They just don't build a stairway to the sky. They're trying to launch things into space. They don't believe they can.
They and then just like what does your boy's little rocket ship this weekend? He shot it up and blew up in the war. And I was so happy. Anything bad happens to Elon Musk. A little bit of my Christianity.
You know, going back to Men in Black, though, they like. on a religious standpoint, some people think the Men in Black are evil.
They're determined to carry out the deeds of the head god alien to ensure that we keep us in line.
Whether it's head god alien or head god government.
Well, there's
either
book.
Way.
Oh Jesus!
There's a book. There's a book. There's a book, and I forget the name of it. It's something and the devil, but they talk about the black men in the book, and that's what
black men in the book.
They refer to them as the black men.
Men in Black.
Yes.
You gotta clarify.
Well, that's what they call them in the book, is the black men, but they talk about them being in black cloaks and black suits and garments.
That's the first round.
And they're talking about the Men in Black.
Yeah.
And that they are associated with the devil. That's what they're talking about.
Of course, because they're killing people. And just watch this. Just to kind of support your troll moment here. What if the big government, the reason they do invade people's privacy and want to limit your freedom of speech is because they learned this behavior from the head guy alien who said, you don't talk like this or do this, or we're coming into your crib and we're going to take your children and probe them.
Hey, fake news.
But I do believe aliens, like we had said a minute ago, I think they already know. They already know what's going to happen here. Or they kind of already know what's going to happen.
They're setting us on a course.
They've seen what happened to the other planets. They know what happened to those other
planets. But what if they're setting us on a course to make it happen? We're going to give you a little nuclear bombs. We're going to give you some internet. We're going to give you some.
Oh, I've already said I believe all the technology to do all that stuff came from them.
And we know y'all can't handle it, so we're just going to watch it. Because, have y'all seen Purge, the beginning? Beginning Purge, the first Purge movie?
Absolutely.
So, you remember how they said, this is the Purge, and nobody was killing each other. They was barbecuing, having a good time. First of all, I tell people, don't never give black people a day off. We're going to have fun with it, dog. We're not going to do what you think we're going to do. We're not a violent people, despite TV shows and media. We like to eat, hang out, and have fun and laugh. You will laugh a lot and get made fun of a lot, but it's all in good spirits, right? And then what did the government do in that movie? They tried to enhance the violence to make people go crazy, let the little crazy, weird homeless dude go crazy.
Yep.
I think the aliens probably did that with the human race. Put your Men in Black, a.k.a. like we call them watchdogs, GAO for Congress. They make sure that people where I work, they don't do nothing illegal. You put them out there, let them roam free, pick them up. Like, you know how they say this? They was picking up people. Yep. Maybe they picking up the Men in Black from doing their deeds and jobs, creating portals. Time portals to jump between space and time, so that why we saw some people say I walked through a portal. Yeah, because they left it open.
I think the Men in Black are going to visit people that go through portals and stuff too, because they shouldn't be doing that according to them.
We could drop this episode. And when this episode's dropped, if we start seeing Men in Black, I know they're not coming to my side of town, but when y'all start seeing them, seeing them follow y'all.
Dan Aykroyd's seen the Men in Black.
Who?
Dan Aykroyd.
Who's Dan Aykroyd?
He's an actor. Played in the Blues Brothers, and you know who Dan Aykroyd is.
They look like Men in Black.
Played in, what is that movie? Ghostbusters?
What did he say?
Ghostbusters.
I know who did.
He was making a show on UFO sightings and extraterrestrials and UFO encounters and all this other stuff. And while he was on the set, he walked outside to go smoke or do something. And a black sedan pulls up. The guy gets out of the car and looks at him in all black and gives him a bad look. And then he turns around, and the next one he turns back around and look, the car and the man are both gone.
No skirt.
They come and tell him, the show's canceled. We're not doing the show.
Get out of here.
No, I'm dead serious.
Is this true?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Like Space Rocker Ranch.
Skin Walker Ranch?
That's a Space Rocker. Skin Rocker Ranch.
I'm talking about Walker, Texas Ranch. Right?
Like Skin Rocker Ranch. Remember they shut it down mid-season one time and they had to bring it back? And then I think they edited it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He was going to do a show. And they were filming it. They had been doing it. And then the guy comes to the show's canceled. We're not filming it anymore.
But question. If I was still wanted Jeremy signs in his front yard, I would have to skirt off. You hear, and then flock cameras.
Have no idea about all that. I don't know.
I mean, that was prior to Big Daddy Government flock cameras.
Yeah.
So
I just don't. Maybe that's another reason they don't need, because we got so many cameras everywhere.
Maybe the flock cameras
have replaced them.
I don't know about fully replaced them, but.
But what if they're
doing a lot of the work for them?
But what if they can tack them to all the cameras that's in your house?
Sure, they can.
That's what I'm saying. So they don't need to send the Men in Black anymore, because they just, like you said earlier, they can just know.
Like I said, the times have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Men in Black.
All the times have changed. The Men in Black have changed with the times.
I no longer believe in Men in Black. They're dead. Just want to say that. I don't want to see you.
They're not coming to your side of town anyways. Right.
I don't think so.
Except for they don't have to.
I don't think so. We hope not.
Weird.
Definitely come out here.
What do you think about though with when we talk about ancient Egypt and the pictures they drew of the
hieroglyphics?
Yeah, the ones with the dog head and all these other things. Do you think if we're going to talk about cryptids and stuff, would you think that they're associated with dog man, which all they did is replace the word werewolf with dog man? I don't know why. I just keep calling it werewolf because that's what we've always known it as, werewolves. Do you think they're associated with that?
I saw TikTok or maybe Instagram, and a guy said that somehow he opened a portal, and when he opened a portal, he went back to Egyptian time frame and where he saw aliens and humans working together to build the pyramids. And he said they had cranes and they had conveyor belts and they had different technology there where he saw it. And I forgot how he said he saw it. I gotta find a video. I tend to think that these dog people and the different cat heads that they saw may have been mask of the aliens to protect themselves from stuff like the sun. And they just had them in them forms. And then they probably watched this. Ooh, give you one. If we're going this far, is they maybe had dogs with them.
Ooh.
Like, maybe. This is the canine creator.
I mean, they could have taken over the skin, you know, like they did in Men in Black. You know, the aliens were taking over the human skin.
Why gotta be that creepy? Why can't this be human-like under their mask? They don't want people to see their real face.
Gotta look real, right?
What do you mean you gotta look real? See, what if we look like aliens?
I've seen a lot of people that look like aliens.
If you were to go through on 2001 A Space Odyssey, if you were to go through that black hole or portal or whatever, you're going through all the time.
You look older, but would you look like what they look like on the other end?
I don't know.
Like, what if aliens came, like, to your point, what if aliens came through a time warp and they looked like us?
You gotta think, they're not human, though, so the way they age, they're gonna look different.
But if they are, what if they are an advanced species? Oh, man, I give you one even better. This is probably totally down a different rabbit hole here. What if aliens are humans in the future?
Well, yeah, I think that that's a possibility.
And they're just coming back into time to try to fix
it. What if Mars is Earth after it flooded and then it dried up?
So wait. If aliens are humans in the future, then I just want to say we are the dominant species. See?
No, we're not.
They are the future.
How do you get that?
If they're in the future... That means we're in the past.
We're in the past. Yeah,
exactly. That means that they are us. And if they're in the future, then that means that us right now are the dominant species.
Not if they're coming back in time to teach us or to correct something.
We're still there.
Okay, I'll give you one.
They're still human.
You got a time machine now.
Jeremy's just deep thinking now.
I'm saying.
You got a time machine right now. Your age, Jeremy. If you go back in time, who's the dominant Jeremy?
I mean, I guess it would be me.
Exactly.
But I would still be me back then, so I'm still dominant.
No, you're not the same Jeremy at that point.
But I'm still
now.
Jeremy.
You can beat yourself up now, then, than now. Right?
I would definitely kick my own.
Thank you. So you're the dominant. Currently, you're dominant Jeremy. Now watch this. What if there's a future Jeremy? I mean, I'm talking about, and I say future Jeremy, I'm talking about like this is a kid millions of years down your line, advanced technology, look just like you, but I gotta go stop, you know, my dad from, you ever seen, okay, this is bad, you ever seen a Family Guy episode where, you know, they're trying to have a kid and Stewie microsells himself to get inside Peter and he meets his brother? Y'all never seen that episode?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, it's the funniest episode because then Stewie, he doesn't want a sibling. So he, like another sibling. He doesn't want another baby. So he's trying to kill all of Peter's stuff. All right. Keep a little PG up in here. And then he meets his brother and, you know, and he's like, they're getting along. And then he's like, wait, if you get born, we'll be like twins and we can take over the house. And they devise a plan inside of Peter to do this. Right. And then so Stewie comes out, he uses his machine, comes out. And then Peter and Lois about to get it on. He says, yes, yes. So he's like, Stewie is kind of like peeping on him, like, yes. And then they don't. And Peter goes to the bathroom to take care of himself. And then he flushes the toilet, right? And then Stewie is like, no, because he thinks it's his brother. And his brother says something while he was inside. He said, I will always be the twinkle in his eye. And then so when he comes out the bathroom, you know, Peter Griffin, Peter comes out and he's like, twinkle? He said, oh. And then Stewie's like, he's alive. Maybe he's too smart. And all I'm saying to you in that long-winded analogy is the future version of us will come back and whoop our butts because we're not even nearly as smart or intelligent. What if they have, what if they have a watch they can hit and just invincible I think, and everything?
But you have to progress as a human being. Like, I'm smarter now than I hope I'm smarter now than I was 10 years ago. And I'm hoping 10 years from now, I'm going to be smarter than I am today. Because, I mean, that's the whole point. You continue to progress and you learn as you get older, right? So it's not fair to say that 10-year Jeremy from now is better than me now because I'm still trying to get
but
to
he
that.
Will, he, you're getting there, there. They're smarter.
But it's still me.
But it's you in alien form.
Oh, my gosh.
You're busy.
This is a circle. I mean, it's
it
a,
is.
It's
that's, circle. That is what
it's
I'm
a
saying.
It's a circle.
All I'm saying is we don't really know, but it feels like some stuff is. Yeah, okay. You ever felt like you may experience this more because you got with your talents and your gifts? Is don't you ever feel like you've been places before?
Yes, 100%.
And what if? And that's all I'm saying. I think this certain this alien theory of time. I tend to believe that it fits a lot of narratives within conspiracy theories because it ties the dot. What if we were future versions of ourselves are coming back in time and changing history and changing things? And that's why we, you know, so you ever feel like, dang, I don't think I would have did this way before, but then I don't know. I just feel like, oh, I got an idea to do it differently. What if I give you one better? You ever put something down and then you come back and you got kids? I understand. But nevertheless, you put something down and then your brain or you. Okay, this happened to me the other day. I was working on building something. You know, I'm always trying to figure stuff out and I cannot get it. I go to sleep a week later and it made sense. My brain, all of a sudden, the format of it made sense and I did it in lightning speed. I don't know, man. I think the future Trey came back and said, I'm going to help you here. Watch this. What if your future version of yourself is like, you almost died here. Let me clean this up here. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I would call it
future Trey is still Trey. You know, that's
if future Trey and present Trey met each other, I hope we party together. It'd be awesome.
I mean, you would because you'd be yourself. So,
oh no, present Trey can be a little lame sometimes. Future Trey,
you know, I told Jeremy one time, and I don't know, you know, I feel like aliens and the government. Like the one world government have some kind of an agreement worked out for some reason. So that's why they're still coming here and they haven't already done whatever it is that if they wanted to destroy the world or whatever they wanted to do, they haven't done it yet because there's some kind of agreement worked. They're working together in some way, in some shape or fashion. And I don't know what it is.
This is their world. What do you mean? We're rinsing it. We're the virus. We're the lab rats. You don't have to work with us. Your dog, Levi.
I agree with you on that to a certain degree, but it's almost like they're taking people, humans,
resources,
and doing experiments on them, bringing them back. And then we're doing the same thing whenever they crash.
We kill them. Take us for experiment. It's different. There's a difference in this.
Yeah.
Hey, on Independence Day, they got the live one, okay?
And what did he do? Choke the scientist and figure out a way to talk through him.
That little weird dude deserved it. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
That guy was weird.
Jeremy is showing his alien side more and more. First of all, he's trying to manipulate us to believe that the human race is somehow dominant in the alien race. Then he's kind of like, don't worry about them aliens. Don't worry about us.
But you see what I was saying earlier though, about Mars, too?
Yeah.
Like, Mars looks like Earth.
What if it is?
That's dried up.
A twin. What if Earth was a twin planet?
I believe it was.
And that twin got ate by another planet.
Maybe that's why we need electric cars to save the environment.
Or when God said, I destroyed the world.
He destroyed
maybe
Mars.
Maybe that's the one he destroyed. And then they put us here.
God destroyed Mars and said, you know what? I'm going to pluck y'all up. And then watch
move
this.
Y'all here.
And that's why. And what if God took Noah through space. And that's why he thought it was raining because he was traveling through the stars for 40 days. And then dropped us on Earth. Just dropped him in the middle of the ocean.
Could be.
And we effed this planet up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Men in Black, I'm going to go with this. If we had to wrap it up, they don't exist anymore. The government is watching.
And what if aliens said, we already know how all this is going to end. We've already seen this end. So basically, it's like it's already ended. And that's a totally different galaxy where we live now. What if the sun is the Earth when God lights it on fire? And that's really where we used to live. In the new galaxy.
I bet people listen to the show like, these guys are high out of their minds.
But right? It doesn't. I mean,
like all the planets are stages of Earth?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. I don't know what Saturn and Jupiter and all that would be.
What if that was early Earth? What if Pluto was how Earth started?
Pluto's not a planet anymore.
It's a dwarf ice ball. So that's what I'm saying. What if that's what it was? What if Mercury is our future?
Well, it's Saturn.
That's the past. That's with the gas. We had a whole bunch of gases around us. And moons. Well,
I think my daughter said it was space trash.
I
still think my original thought of the Earth is going to be destroyed by the sun. I think that's really.
Well, I mean, you said Mercury would be the next one. Wouldn't it be Venus?
Venus, sorry. Yeah. I don't know my planet's word anymore.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Venus, we're going Mercury.
But isn't Venus fairly small?
I think it's a little smaller than Earth, but not too much.
It makes sense now what you're saying. Each one.
It's getting a little smaller.
Than the Earth.
Pluto is small, and they kind of get bigger, 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 bigger. Jupiter then gets back.
I would like to go back to Jupiter. If we're in theory mode.
What do you like about Jupiter?
Because I'd like to spread out. I think there's too many people on this. We can't support to go to a smaller planet. We need something a little bigger to spread out a little bit.
And yeah, we think about all the land you can get on Jupiter.
And I just like the name Jupiter. I want to name my dog that.
Oh, my.
But you have any final thoughts for the MIB?
I just think that they're real, and I think that they've changed with the time. I think that they don't mess with people as much as they used to.
Facts.
I think I agree with Trey on that. It's because they don't have to, is why. And like you said, they don't really have to mess with people as much anymore. But I think it's because, like he said, people are getting dumber. Our society is dumbing down. Technology is advancing. And when you combine both of those together, they still exist. They're still out there. They still do their thing, but not like they used to.
Well, I just want to say, from my point of view, y'all are wrong. You especially, Dustin.
Yeah.
The MIB doesn't exist. I don't want any part of it. They can stay where they're at if they did exist, but they don't. And I'm going to stay in my lane over here and do my own thing without being bothered, because I hate being bothered, which goes back to why I want to be part of Jupiter, so I can just have more space and not be bothered. But that's my main goal. So just...
Oh, my God.
Trey, you got any final thoughts?
You don't follow that.
I'm just saying, everything I said in support of it is false, and I was just joking around, as this is sometimes comedy, and I find myself being funny. Well, nobody else may, but, you know.
It's all just for entertainment purposes only, yeah, anyway.
Absolutely. I mean, that was hilarious. You know, just going down the rabbit hole of fakeness. Yeah. So, the MIB can stay in their SUVs if they had them and they existed, and I'm going to stay in mine. So,
it only exists in the movie with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
It was just a movie.
Fictional.
Yeah. This was all just a movie. Fictional.
I go back.
Stay away from the bright lights.
Sing the song, Trey.
What song?
The Men in Black song.
Oh, Jeremy's setting it. I don't know. I like
the Men in Black.
Something, remember.
I don't know. None of the, I'm bad with the songs.
Now, if you ask him to sing Get Jiggy with it, he's all
in. No. There we go. That's my kind of music. Men in Black, I was like, okay, cool. Or the Wild Wild West. That one was good. Come on.
That movie was fucked.
Come on now.
That movie was trash.
That was a good old Western.
That movie was trash.
Oh, man.
I couldn't watch
it. It was great. That was a great Western. One of the greatest Westerns of all time.
You mean like the old show?
No.
Come on.
No, I'm talking about the Will Smith.
No.
Wild Wild West.
Johnny Depp.
In the Wild Wild West. Come on now.
I was thinking of the Lone Ranger.
No, that was Johnny Depp.
That was bad. That was
trash.
Bad. That was really bad.
Well, thank everybody for listening to our fictional podcast this week. Check back in a couple days. We're going to do a little origin of Thanksgiving bonus episode, as we are in Thanksgiving week. So I appreciate everybody for listening. And thank God Dustin's back, because me and Trey don't have to remember his tagline. Hopefully he made it to the end of the show where we're like, what is it?
No, no. Something, remember.
Something. It's the truth, except for the MIB, is... <no.
laughs> Remember, the truth's out there. Just read between the lines.
Bingo.